Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Chan Longli and come from Korea. I've studied English for 3 months in England. I want to get a good job and I want to get good salary. I used to hate English, but now I like.
Chan, do you live in a good location here in London?
Yes, I live in a good location. I live in Archway.
You live in Archway?
Archway.
Okay.
Yeah, the park is very beautiful. I don't know the name of the park.
Ah, okay, right. I've never been there, but we're going to listen to Jackie now, and she's describing her new holiday cottage. Listen carefully and then tell me, is it in a good location?
You must come and see our new holiday cottage. It's in a fantastic location, among the trees, between the mountains and the sea, and not too far from the station.
So, is Jackie's new holiday cottage in a good location?
Yes, good locations.
Did you hear where it was?
I see this fantastic location. It's mountain trees and mountain between the sea.
Yeah, I think she said between the mountains and the sea. But let's find out a little bit more about between and among by going over to our language expert, Catherine.
Hello, Chan. Well done. Jackie said the location was fantastic. It's among the trees, between the mountains and the sea, and not too far from the station. Between and among are both prepositions, and they're usually followed by nouns. Let's look at between first. Between is usually followed by two nouns, like this.
Between the mountains and the sea.
The nouns can be single, plural, or uncountable. The important thing is that between identifies them as two separate, individual things or groups of things. Here are some more examples.
Is there a connection between unemployment and crime? He shared the money equally between Jake and Mary.
In fact, it is possible to use between with more than two things, as long as they're separate things. Listen.
He shared the money equally between his three grandchildren, Paul, Callum and Nuala.
Now among, or amongst, gives the idea of being part of a group of many, so it's usually followed by a plural noun phrase. Jackie says her house is
among the trees.
And some more examples.
Her exam results put her among the top 10% of students in her group. It gets very lonely living among strangers.
Okay, let's summarise. Between distinguishes two or more separate things, and is followed by countable or uncountable, single or plural nouns. Among means one of many, and usually goes with plural nouns. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
What's this?
A banana.
Yes, I've got a banana. So, I'm going to give you some more information about Jackie's house and village. But instead of saying between or among, I'm going to say the word banana, and you have to tell me which word goes where banana was, between or among. Okay?
Yeah.
At the back of the house, there is a long garden which has a swing hanging banana to trees.
Among.
Listen again. At the back of the house, there's a long garden which has a swing hanging banana to trees.
Up between.
Why is that?
Because two trees.
Very good. Because there's two trees, there's a swing hanging between them, not among them. Next one. Jackie is trying to divide her time equally, banana her two houses.
It's between.
Very good. The trick is to listen carefully and then see if there's anything which tells you whether we're talking about a large group of things or individual things.
Yeah.
Next one. You're doing very well. Jackie only moved into the house a couple of weeks ago, but she's already very popular, Banana, the people of the village.
It's among.
Among. Very good. Why?
It's the people of Belize.
Yeah, it's probably more than two people in the village. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, it's a very, very small village.
Just have two people. It's sad, countryside.
Very sad, yeah. Last one. On her first day in the house, her next-door neighbour called on her with a bottle of wine, and they drank it, Banana them.
Between?
Very good, yeah. If you drink a bottle of wine between you, it means that you share the bottle of wine, the two of you share it. And you did really, really well. So your prize is the banana that we've been talking about.
Thank you.
We can split it between us, or you can share it among your classmates. It's up to you.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.